This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony, Carol, Harper, and Todd. This is Lexis. I'm calling from Bellingham, Washington. You've shared a number of my stories so far, and I wanted to share another one with you. This one, if you look it up on Google, probably, if you look up a Northern State Recreational Center, it's basically a historical park, and on it sits an old abandoned hospital building called Northern State Hospital. And on the surrounding parkland, there is an old farm, I guess you could say, where the patients of the old hospital used to work. It was self-sustaining and ran until, I think, about 1973. It was established over 100 years ago. Great history from what I hear. They're very proud of it. They like to keep it alive. And then there's also a cemetery on the grounds. So basically the park itself and the old buildings are accessible to the public. You can go basically any time, which I've gone in the middle of the night. Not sure if it's exactly allowed, but I've been there a number of times. Definitely more fun. Anyways, I have a few stories I want to share from two nights that I spent there. Went in October of 2020, both nights, with a couple friends, and absolutely fascinating. I think Harper will enjoy this one. So basically, anybody is allowed access to everywhere except for the main hospital itself, which has been shut down and is under renovation, so you can't access that anymore. But you can access everything else, the trails, the farm, and the cemetery. So this is actually my first time seeing a full-bodied apparition, which was incredible. We were standing in one of the middle of the cow barns. There's a cow barn, a cannery, a milking house, a silo, a bunch of different buildings that they used to work in. And we were standing in the middle of the cow barn, inside looking out at the next building, and what we kept seeing was the silhouette of a person, and we thought it was somebody at first, but what was weird about it was the bottom half, like the lower torso, kind of looked like a little tornado. So it was kind of a half figure, and it kept shimmying back and forth, and the way it moved was crazy. It just kind of shimmied in and out of the barn door of the next building, kept disappearing and reappearing, and it was absolutely insane. We just stared at it, and it just kept moving in and out of this building, like I said, like a little tornado. And when we got up the courage to eventually walk towards it, it did disappear, so we decided to walk inside the building where we kept seeing it disappear to. Freaky, freaky feeling. Didn't see anything, but definitely felt that electricity that you feel. The hair on our arms were standing up. Definitely creepy. Walked all the way through it. There were a ton of little rooms off to the sides of the hall, and a little too scared to look in there. But after we left that building that we walked through where we kept seeing the figure, we did see lights inside the building from the outside, and it didn't look like flashlights. It looked like orbs that kept changing color, green to white to blue, and they just were floating through the windows inside this building. And we kept trying to take pictures of them. We couldn't capture them, but my friend did snap a picture along the side of the building, and it looked like an arm was kind of sticking out of one of the doorways. I should try to get that picture from him, see if he still has it, because it was fascinating. So that was one of the stories. Let me see. I'm trying to think of what else. So after we kind of explored over there, it's definitely an eerie kind of place. We decided to go walk to go find the hospital. This is before we knew it was shut to the public and inaccessible, but we thought we'd try and look for it. So we decided to walk along the trails that the patients used to take to get to and from work. The thing about the trails are there are some trees, but there's one section where it's just a stretch of trail with some trees out to the distance on the left-hand side and then just fields to the right. And we were walking along the trail heading towards the hospital. And we kept hearing like a conversation going on to our right out in the field. And the thing about the field is like there's grass that's probably about 2 feet tall. So you definitely couldn't hide in there if you were a person. Even if you were crouching down, I feel like you'd still be seen. And it sounded like there were two or three voices just kind of conversing over in that area. It was a still night. There was no wind. We were the only ones in the park. As far as we could see, we were in a pretty desolate area, so we could see all around us. And these voices just sounded like they were in the field to our right. And it was wild. We couldn't figure out who was there, but we experienced that, which is pretty cool. Tried to access the hospital, like I said, couldn't get to it, so we decided to walk back through a different trail in the trees. This got extremely creepy because as we were walking along, again, we were the only ones there. It was about 2:30 in the morning. We kept hearing somebody following us, and it just felt like somebody was breathing down our necks and kept looking behind us. There was no one there. It got to the point where we were all kind of starting to jog a little bit, but I kind of got in the middle of my friends and told the guys to just slow down and keep pace with me. So we slowed our pace and just kept walking, but we were definitely freaking out because we kept hearing footsteps behind us. Couldn't figure out who it was. Had our flashlight shine the lights back. Definitely didn't see anybody. So we thought maybe it was a patient following us back to head to work. Anyways, we went back to the farm and passed the grounds and made it over to the cemetery. When we finally got to the cemetery, which isn't really a cemetery, it's just a lawn for the most part with some old crumbling stones in the earth that you can't even read. For the most part, I think from what I heard, they were unmarked graves and there was just a bunch of bodies buried there, which was sad. Anyways, I laid down in the grass for a while. We were all pretty tired. And when I got pulled up by my friend, he picked me up by my hands and pulled me up. The next day, I had bruises all up and down my arm that my family noticed. No idea where they came from. And they couldn't match up with any sort of sets of fingers. My family definitely tried. I cannot explain that. I know it wasn't from my friend because he grabbed my hands, but yeah, walked away with some bruises. And I have pictures. I can always send that to you. Anyways, that was my story. Sorry it was so long. It was actually going to be longer, but I had to shorten it up because I got cut off last time I tried to call this in. Anyways, thank you again for allowing me to share my story. This is Lexis from Washington. Appreciate you always sharing whenever I call in. And I'll be sending in another one regarding a spirit board experience. Carol will love that, I'm sure. All right, love you guys. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.